Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson, Back to School. Many students are coming back to school. It's the end of the summer. And of course, we had the beginning of this lesson yesterday. And we're going to learn some more about going back to school and what you can expect. Well, when you are going back to school or thinking about going back to school, is there anything that you need to prepare for? What did you do to prepare for going back to school, Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of things that I used to need to do, like go shopping for clothes because I had grown taller, maybe go shopping for new notebooks or binders or pencils mm-hmm. because the ones I had from the previous school year are finished. They're all used up, so I need new ones. But sometimes I would also have summer homework that I needed to finish before the new semester.
All right, so there are many things that you might need to do to prepare for going back to school. Well, of course, some people didn't take a break the entire summer. They went to summer school. And that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about in today's lesson. Let's get started.
Back to school. Many students attend summer school for two sessions, each for 3 weeks. It usually runs 5 days a week for 4 hours a day, plus homework and exams. Most high schools provide intensive courses in summer. Students can take a course and move to the next level when the school year officially starts. The perfect place to say goodbye to summer vacation is the annual county fair. All kinds of carnival rides attract entire families. Traditional American food is served everywhere: hot dogs, pretzels, cotton candy, barbecue. Be sure to go when you're hungry.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're back for day two of our Living in America series with Pauline and her family. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Intensive. Intensive is an adjective. Betsy spent 6 weeks studying Japanese in an intensive program. Officially. Officially is an adverb. The new subway will officially open next month. Competition. Competition is a noun. Two of my friends won prizes at the dance competition. Quilt. Quilt is a noun. Every night, Michelle sleeps under a quilt her grandmother made for her. Fairground. Fairground is a noun. We walked all over the fairground looking at the rides, food, and activities. Your more information words are session. Session is a noun. Country fair. Country fair is a noun. Carnival. Carnival is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn some really great information. Let's dive right in.
Well, the county fair sounds great, and we'll continue learning more about that later. Let's go back to the top of our lesson for today's English. Okay, many students attend summer school for two sessions, each for 3 weeks. Okay, so you have an opportunity or a chance to attend summer school for a couple of sessions.
That's right. So there are two sessions, and that's just a division of time. Here the sessions are 3 weeks each. So you could take classes for a total of 6 weeks.
All right, if that is something you wish to do. Now, it usually runs 5 days a week for 4 hours a day, plus homework and exams. So 4 hours a day, I guess that's about half as much as you would have during the regular school year. on top of homework and exams. So it's a bit of a lighter load.
It is, but I don't know that it's really any easier, as we see in our next sentence. Most high schools provide intensive courses in summer. And that word intensive tells us that this is not going to be easy. It is from our word bank. If something is intensive, then it is very focused. It is very difficult even. And it can take a lot of effort in order to complete it.
That's right. I've never taken any intensive courses like this. My brother recently took an intensive language course in Chinese. Carolyn, didn't you do that too?
I did. I took a very intensive language course in Chinese, and there was a lot of training and teaching in a very short amount of time. And it was actually 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, plus homework and exams and papers. So it sounds very similar to this, but even with just 4 hours a day, I really didn't have any free time.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes, that kind of homework can be quite difficult. You need to prepare for exams. Intensive courses like this can be quite a challenge. Well, students can take a course and move to the next level when the school year officially starts. So that's why people do this. They just want to get something done so they can move on to the next level.
That's right. So this helps them to get a little bit ahead of maybe other students or just prepare themselves better for their next year of school. And especially in high school, it's important to try to learn as much as you can so you're ready for college entrance exams and getting ready for college classes as well. But at the end of this sentence, we do see a word from our word bank. And what is that, Gabe?
It is officially. The key word is officially. Officially, yes, that is our key word. Now, sometimes you might have an idea of something, but it might not be official. Maybe everyone's just talking about it, but then someone comes out and says, no, this is what's really happening. It becomes an official thing. So officially, this is when the school year starts.
That's right. So if something has become official, if it is officially starting, that is a formal way of announcing that something has begun. And it's usually coming from someone who is in power. So the principal, the school board, someone with authority is saying that this is the official day for school to start and all the students should be there and all the teachers.
That's true. And when the school year officially starts, I guess the summer officially ends, or it officially comes to an end. Well, the perfect place to say goodbye to summer vacation is the annual county fair. Well, that sounds like fun, Carolyn. Have you ever been to a county fair?
Well, I've been to a county fair, but actually I really enjoy going to the state fair at the end of the summer. It's much bigger and there are so many rides and good things to eat and it's lots of games to play. It's so much fun.
Yeah, fairs can be fun. And Carolyn mentioned the state fair. Of course, if something is state, it is a lot larger than just the county. So all kinds of carnival rides attract entire families at the county fair. And a carnival is just kind of an exciting mix of activities all in one area. A carnival. Actually, in my high school, every junior class puts on a junior carnival. It's a way for them to raise money.
Well, that would be a pretty good way to raise money since lots of people like carnivals. And for many different reasons, there are lots of things there. As we can see in our next sentence, a few of those things. Traditional American food is served everywhere. So there are hot dogs, pretzels, cotton candy, barbecue. Oh, and then we see a dot, dot, dot. So there's not just these things, but many other great foods to enjoy.
That's right. Well, these foods do look delicious. I like cotton candy and barbecue, and actually pretzels are quite delicious too. Carolyn, what is a pretzel?
Well, a pretzel is a piece of dough that has been baked, but they are usually in a very unique shape. They kind of go around, and it's a pretzel shape. There isn't any other name for this shape that they are in.
That's right. It kind of looks like a little butterfly. Those are delicious too. And so be sure to go when you're hungry. Go to the county fair when you're hungry. Right now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看的是 intensive 这个形容词。Intensive 是指密集的，例如 The players underwent intensive training before the football season began. 足球季开始之前，球员们都在密集的训练当中。和这个字很容易混淆的另外一个形容词是 intense, I-N-T-E-N-S-E. Intense 是指强烈的，例如 The poem shows the author's intense feelings toward his first love.这首诗表达了作者对初恋强烈的情感。OK, 继续我们看的是 officially 这个副词。Officially 是指正式的。例如 ,the couple officially announced their wedding date. 这对情侣正式宣布他们的婚期。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 official, 意思是指正式的或官方的。例如 ,the press is still waiting for the police's official statement regarding this case.媒体还在等待警方对于这个案件的正式发言。
We are on the second day of our lesson back to school, and today we've been talking about things that students do in the summer during high school.One thing we learned about was that they can attend intensive summer courses to help them get ahead before the school year officially starts. And many people like to celebrate the end of the summer by going to a county fair and enjoying the carnival rides and the great food there. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about that in the next part of our article. Let's read that now.
Back to school. The fair is also a place for displays of farm produce. Many farmers also attend the farm animal competitions. Kids love the horse shows and goat milking contest. Fun contests like watermelon seed spitting and tricycle races interest the younger children. Women and girls go to exhibitions of quilts and flowers.Soon the fairground will be quiet. Instead, kids will gather at the school bus stop. Summer vacation is over.
Aw, summer vacation is over. But our lesson isn't. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're talking about the county fair. And of course, you should go when you are hungry.But we read here, the fair is also a place for displays of farm produce. Okay, so you could eat things like hot dogs and pretzels and barbecue, and you can also buy maybe healthier things like farm produce.
That's right. So these are things that farmers have grown and brought to display at the county fair. Maybe you can buy them, but also many farmers have...competitions, different kinds of competitions, like
Ooh.
Produce competitions to
What?
See who can grow the largest watermelon.
Really? So that's the kind of competition that they have. Have you seen this kind of competition before?
I have seen this kind of competition before, and it's very interesting, but that's not the only one. And we read on, many farmers also attend the farm animal competitions. And we've been using that word competition from our word bank. It means to compete.Some sort of event in which you are trying to get a prize.
That's right, a competition. Have you ever joined a competition before? Maybe you've participated in some kind of competition. We talked about hot dogs earlier. At the county fair, you can buy hot dogs, and sometimes there are hot dog eating competitions. We might call those contests as well.A hot dog eating contest or competition to see who can eat the most hot dogs within a certain amount of time. Some people can eat quite a few hot dogs.
It is very true. So there are many kinds of competitions, and these usually do occur at these fairs or carnivals. And Here, the farmers are competing against one another with their livestock or their farm animals. Livestock, livestock. Now, I know that my mom actually used to participate in these competitions.
What?
And she showed cows.
Wait, she showed cows? What does that mean? Like, she showed people how awesome her cows were?
Well, she had to make sure that her cow was very clean,
okay,
and beautiful and well-behaved, and then judges would go around and give scores for different cows. And she won a few times.
Interesting. I like that. Does she still do this at county fairs or state fairs?
No, not anymore.
Oh, man, I can't see Carolyn's mom's cows. Well, that sounds like an interesting thing. If you've never been to one of these fairs, maybe you should go and give it a try. Well, we continue learning here. Kids love the horse shows and goat milking contests. Actually, I would enjoy seeing a goat milking contest as well.
But you wouldn't want to participate, Gabe? You wouldn't want to be part of it?
Hey, that's a good idea. I could participate and learn how to milk goats. I guess it's to see who can milk the most, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. But continuing on, fun contests like watermelon seed spitting and tricycle races interest the younger children. So to see who can spit watermelon seeds the furthest or the farthest and just racing tricycles.
That sounds like something fun for young kids to do. A tricycle is, it's kind of like a bicycle, but it's got three wheels. You see that those letters, T-R-I, that means three. So tricycles. Do you like to ride around on tricycles? Well, you could participate in this competition.
And that's not the only thing. Women and girls go to exhibitions of flowers or of quilts and flowers. And quilts are something that are very special and can be found in a lot of places in the United States. But let's look at that word from our word bank. A quilt is two layers of cloth that have been sewn together, and they usually have something in between like feathers or cotton. It's a very warm blanket.
That's true. And actually, often the quilts that I see are very beautifully designed. And sometimes you might even have many designs on one quilt, many things put together to make these different designs on a quilt. So they can be quite nice.
They certainly can be. And they can also have competitions, not just an exhibition or a display of the quilt, but maybe they can also win prizes for the skill and the beauty of the designs. Well, right now, it is time for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud on that word exhibition.
Let's talk about the difference between exhibition and exhibit. Now, you must be thinking, simple. Exhibition is a noun and exhibit is a verb.
Very true, but the word exhibit can also be a noun. Exhibit can be defined as something that is displayed or shown to the public.
So, what's the difference? The answer is scale. An exhibit is a public showing of an object, usually a work of art or an object meant to educate, or a small collection of objects.
An exhibition, on the other hand, is a public showing of a large selection of such items, often united by a theme. For example, a dinosaur skeleton in the lobby of a museum is an exhibit, and a collection of dinosaur skeletons in a wing of the museum might be called an exhibition.
Other times, an exhibition is regarded as an event with limited duration and a separate admission fee.
Exhibit 跟 exhibition 我们可以来做一个区分。Exhibition 是展示会或展览会。就像今天课文提到的 County Fair 里头有 exhibitions of quilts and flowers, 拼布和花卉的展览。Exhibit 除了当动词也可以当名词。当名词用的时候呢 ,exhibit 表示展示品或陈列品。也就是说一个 exhibition 里头会有许多不同的 exhibits。我们可以说 there are different exhibits on display at the exhibition. 在展示会里头有展示不同的 exhibits 展示品。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. All right, we continue learning about this county fair, but we see here soon the fairground will be quiet. That's kind of sad. But let's take a look at that key word. It is fairground. It's kind of what it sounds like. It's the ground or the area where the fair is held. Often there will be a certain place where the fair is. That's the fairground.
That's right. So fairs are held usually in the same place each year on the fairground. Gabe, is there a fairground in your hometown?
Fairground in Qingshui. Not that I remember. There might be a fairground now, but I know some cities do have one. Was there a fairground in your hometown?
There was not. We had to travel quite a way to get to the nearest fairground. Well, the fairground will be quiet, and instead, kids will gather at the school bus stop. Summer vacation is over.
Oh, summer vacation is over.
Well, don't be sad, Gabe, because right now, we get to watch a review skit.
Yay!
And then we can go join Michelle in the language lab.
Well, everyone knows it.
Yeah, summer vacation is coming to an end.
And you know what that means.
Say goodbye to summer camp and swimming pools.
Say goodbye to summer school and volunteer work.
Yeah, say hello to extra work. It's time to open our review packets.
But it's not all bad. Think about the sales.
Oh, at malls, supermarkets, and bookstores.
I like shopping for school supplies. Notebooks, folders, pencils, binders.
And new clothes. The school year officially starts next week.
Hey, I know the perfect place we can go.
The ocean.
No.
The mall!
No.
Well, where?
The annual county fair.
Yeah, the fair has all kinds of carnival rides.
And all kinds of food. Hot dogs, pretzels, cotton candy, barbecue.
Great, I'm really hungry.
Then this is the best time to go.
Yeah, this week we'll gather at the fair.
And next week, we'll gather at the school bus stop. Yeah.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 competition 这个名词。Competition 是指比赛或竞争。例如 ,the fierce competition among the contestants on the game show attracted a large audience.
竞赛节目中竞争者之间的激战吸引了大群的观众。它的动词是 compete,C-O-M-P-E-T-E. 例如 boys love to compete with each other while playing. 男孩子们在玩耍的时候非常喜欢比赛。最后我们看的是 quilt 这个名词。Quilt 是指拼布做的百纳被。例如 Pamela's grandma made a quilt for her wedding gift. Pamela 的奶奶亲手做了一件百纳被当做结婚礼物。或者是 the design on the quilt is a beautiful butterfly.这条百纳贝的设计图案是一只美丽的蝴蝶。And now it's time to go back to our teachers.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about a lot of different things that happened as the summer comes to an end and as people start going back to school. What was something that you found interesting in our lesson, Carolyn?
Well, I didn't realize that summer school was so popular in the United States.It wasn't something offered at my high school, and I didn't really know anyone who had attended summer school, but I guess in different areas it is popular and lots of students do go, because each school in the U.S. is different.
Mm-hmm. I also find it cool that people do their community service. They have to do 75 hours of it before they graduate high school. I think that's a great way to learn, by serving other people.And I would also love to visit the county fair and try my hand at that goat milking contest.
Well, it would be a lot of fun. I hope you have enjoyed this lesson, and we will see you here next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.